And welcome to Marooned at MacBytes Headquarters, day 33. Doing all right. Mike's in the other room delivering a training course, which was better than last night when he was in his half and half outfit. So very posh on the top, jacket, tie, shirt, full works. Bottom, sweatpants. Hello, Kim. Hello, early bird. There was something I needed to share with you, Kim. I spotted this today and it had Kim written all over it and Kiva. Not that I'm saying anything. So let me get to my page where I have copy and pastable links. There it is. I've called it Bad Hair Day. Hello, Jonathan. How you doing? Weather's not bad here, is it? There you go, Kim. One for Kim and Kiva. In winning a point. Oh, excellent. That's what I need, Jonathan. I need that. Being chaotic here again. Finally got to bed at 4:30 this morning. I actually heard the birds tweeting on the way. Thought, right, need earplugs. I'm not saying that Kiva would look anything like that, Kim, but that poor dog. That poor, poor dog. Was that because your neighbours got hold of the klaxon, Jonathan, and you didn't sleep well? Oh, no nap. Poor Jonathan. Was there any shopping involved today? Yet again, no success for me last night. Mike? Fared a bit better. But I'll let him tell you that. He's supposed to be finishing at 7, which means 10 past. But there you go. Don't know what it was. Well, we have had William and Kate on today talking about our mental health. And I'm just looking at them thinking some of us still can't get a lettuce, dear. My mental health is the least of my concerns. Food is a primary concern. Let's fingers crossed. Absolutely fingers crossed. Three legs are groomed. Well, it's better than none, Kim. You're getting there. And one that's hairy. Oh, poor Kiva. Lola's just giving us the stink eye. She's okay for dog food. That's absolutely fine. But at the rate she's going through treats, someone's going to have to venture out. She is very, very good, though. She's been very good. It's warmish. Now, obviously, by American standards, it's freezing. But for us, it's quite warmish. So when we went down and sorted lunch out today, she dashed into the garden and fell asleep. It was a shame to have to bring her back in, but we had to bring her back in. So, she's OK. She's OK at the minute. I'm just very, very glad Samoyeds don't need grooming. She's got a couple of ear knots that need discussing with her. It's the very soft fur behind her ears. You can't stop it knotting. And sometimes it's easier to just leave it be, because if you take the knot off, it'll only start again. So we'll see how that goes. Now the toothpaste's here. I can marry the toothpaste up with the finger brushes and get going on that. But at the moment, I'm getting the stink eye over that as well. Good evening, Paul. Or should I say, good alarmingly early morning to you. How's everybody doing? How's everybody getting on? We're not too bad considering. We've just been told 3 more weeks, as you heard yesterday. Did you hear the latest, Jonathan? Because it rang alarm bells with me. That takes us up to the 10th of May, which is a Sunday. I think they're leaving it across that weekend because it's another bank holiday. So on the Friday, we have our early May bank holiday. But the thing that was alarming that I heard, that being the 10th of May, is that the furlough scheme whereby employees can be temporarily laid off by their employer and the government will pay them 80% of their salary is continuing till the end of June. Well, if lockdown wasn't, why would they be extending the furlough scheme? So you weren't planning any outings in June, were you, Jonathan? I'm thinking no chance. I'm thinking another 6 weeks after this 3 weeks the way it's going. I did mention, didn't I, that I'd been up to mischief. And my mischief was quarterly planning MacBytes and to see if it was possible. Well, news on that front. Have I ever shared the spreadsheet with you? The MacBytes planning spreadsheet? Did you know there was such a thing? It's quite flexible around the podcast, Jonathan. But it's very, very good with marooned and all of the others. Well, for after hours, I've colour-coded it. And quarter two, which takes us up to the 26th of June, not looking bad at all. We had just one potential outing on the 4th of September, which I don't think we're going to make. But who knows? Because what the government are saying, not that the government know much, do they? Vaccines for everybody by September. Weren't saying that yesterday. Yesterday, it was 2021. Lockdown until the end. Totally agree with you, Jonathan. Totally agree with you. There's no way he would have extended that. It's costing him millions. So, yeah, end of June by the look of it. Twitter for Mary's opening all the city parks. Oh, good grief. Not allowed to play or have a barbecue, but you're still on lockdown. Well, our parks have pretty much remained open, Kim. CQ, Deb, CQ. Not... People are congregating. They are. You find, like, little groups. So you might have a group of five, and then the next group of four is more than 2 metres away. But it does become an attraction, and then people want to go out. What they have done in our parks now, because that has happened, is they have put tape across all of the benches so you can't sit down. So the idea is, and we have new rules, you can't drive somewhere for exercise if the drive would take longer than the exercise. So, for instance, if you wanted to drive up to the Lake District from here, that's probably about 2.5 hours. You know, if you're going out for a 40-minute walk, you can't do that. Of course, I guess if you want to go for a 6-hour walk, but then the police could stop you. So it's all still very, very hazy. But I think I would rather they'd have closed the parks. I think they've left the parks open for dog walkers, but Mike won't touch it. Mike won't go anywhere near the parks. We're sticking to back roads with Mayor completely. You're kind of getting used to it. What's it going to be like, Jonathan, when you can actually go out? I wonder how long it'll take us to get used to that. I mean, because we've been doing this quarterly planning and I've got dates up to 2021. You're impressed, aren't you, Jonathan? Nay, shocked. we're looking at it and we're thinking, like, well, there would normally be this or there would normally be that. And it's alarming. It's just Friday. Now, you know how many Fridays we had things on. And it's just empty. There was just this one. This one was rearranged from the 8th of May. And that left just one other, I think. Oh, are you with us?
Yes.
Yay, I put your microphone on.
Thank you.
I'm good like that. I've no idea what that packaging is off. I found it. Yeah. Just put the cable this way instead of standing on it. And don't fall for the big brown eye manoeuvre. She's had two treats.
Has she?
Stonking big ones as well. She looked like she was about to pre-bark.
She learnt that off her.
I think she has learnt that indeed off Maya. Oh, I saw the first white butterfly of the season today as well. Yes, Mayor, he does love to send us butterflies. We've done the, it's possibly up till the end of June. Jonathan's getting used to it. Never going to want to go out again. I'm sure you will. I'm sure you will when it comes to
it's
it.
It's funny, I've spoken to two people today at work.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, I've not spoken to two people outside of work. I've spoken to two people today and it's, hi, how are you? Blah, blah, blah. And both of them have said, they're struggling to work from home.
Oh, for crying out loud.
It's taken them a while to get used to it.
What's difficult with it? I will never understand that.
Well,
if people are really struggling working from home, then for the first time ever in their entire life, they understand how difficult I find it to work in an office.
Yeah, well, that's it. For one of them.
There's people there.
Yeah, for one of them, she's too quiet in the house on her own.
Well, put some AC/DC on, problem solved. Carry on.
And I think for the other one...
Problem hour with Elaine.
Yeah.
No problem, too small. To ridicule.
It's working at the dining table with two kids and a husband there.
If you cannot look after your own children every minute of every day, why did you have them? You see, this is my approach. People must think that they get to have a child, then farm it off on whoever. You know, kindergarten, nurseries. And that they only have to see it for 10 minutes a day. this has come as a bit of a culture shock, hasn't it?
Yeah.
You see, we have a dog 24 hours a day and we adore it. Why have children if you couldn't bear them 24 hours a day?
She's been Zooming.
Who, the kid? Oh, Lola.
And I don't mean attending a virtual webinar.
She would if she could with the cats. 15 city parks. Wow. Wow. That is a lot. We've probably got about three in the locality, but depends on city parks. No, we probably would have 15. I just don't know of them. I said that, Jonathan. So Jonathan's saying when he went to his grandparents to get the food, I noticed a lot more cars on the road than there were the week before. That's what I said. It could be the volunteers. You remember the 3 million, no, 750,000 volunteers taking food to people and taking people to hospitals. It could be that. They did say today that NHS A&E admissions, which is the ED, to our stateside friends, were down 43% to 53%. And I thought, well, do you know what? Then that just tells you that 50% of people who go don't actually need to go. If you're not that bad, that going isn't is less dangerous for you than catching the COVID thing. You know, if you are that seriously ill that catching COVID is a secondary thought to you, then you're not really ill enough to go. If everybody took that approach normally, the entire country would be in a better position. But hey, that's just my take on it.
I've noticed a lot more cars on the road.
You can hear them, can't you?
Yeah. I've also noticed a lot more people.
Oh dear, people. They're going to get us on lockdown like France.
Yeah.
If they keep going out, it's going to end up like France. So Kim went out to get food, pick up at the store, and... Oh, that's nice. When he got gas on the way out, lost my credit card. Oh, no. No, not good. I notice they're asking here now for you to do contactless, which is a bit of a problem. Contactless. Good evening, Paul. Paul in Ohio, that is. Has only just gone up from £30 to £45. So people are having to put things through the checkout in like five different bundles anyway. It is ridiculous. Yes, they were, weren't they, Jonathan? That's about the 15th time they've been mentioned. This time, it's all going to be sorted by September. The AZ scientists are going to miraculously find a cure by September. I doubt many of them could find a hand sanitizer by September. Just saying.
That is one thing that I did do.
What?
Every time I went onto that part of site in my white hat.
Oh, yes. We've got some lovely pictures of that. Up,
I had to do hand sanitizer. So that's where all the hand sanitizer is. On site.
I bet they've not got that many, that much. I've got some cracking pictures tonight of hand sanitizer on After Hours. Just tempt you in there, tempt you in there. I'm catching up.
Well, you don't have that limit on contactless.
Hmm?
Paul says we don't have that limit.
Well, we do on... Well, that's Tesco. If it's Apple Pay... Many places don't have a limit on it. So you could go into Aldi and use Apple Pay and buy what you want, can't you? Aldi?
No, Aldi.
Is it Lidl?
It's Lidl.
Right, so we have a supermarket called Lidl. You can go in there and buy whatever you want. I could go in the Apple store and spend 20 grand and they'd be absolutely fine with that.
What's the difference between Apple Pay and contactless?
I don't know. I have no idea that it would make it... I mean, certainly in this... situation, plus the fact they can't even effectively get it from 30 to 45 without there being certain tills that need upgrading. I mean, pardon, is it like Arkwright's till or what? It should be a global flipper switch. The maximum is.
I went in that stationery shop in Sale. I better not advertise their name.
Why were they idiots? Oh, God, no, they were, weren't they? I remember.
We're not allowed to advertise names, are we?
No, don't advertise. No.
You know who I mean?
I know exactly who you mean.
They don't take contactless at all.
The laugh of it is nobody wants to touch money these days.
And I went into a DIY shop, global UK chain, that's made up of two letters and the word and between.
Say that again.
A DIY shop, UK chain, made up of two letters and between.
Right.
And they didn't take contactless until a few months ago.
I can't believe that. When you think, you know, remember when we went in with that massive order and it was like £13,500? You could have just paid contactless and be done. Why do Apple do it when other companies don't? Mm. Well, I mean, Lidl do. But there isn't much that you can get for £45 these days.
Oh, Jonathan's guessed correctly.
I think he would with that. Yeah, Jonathan's saying they were all up and running from home within a week. I think a lot of people will do that. I think companies will appreciate how much of the inherent costs with employing employees on site they can do without, and they'll pass that over to home. I mean, all your internet stuff, your electric.
Yeah.
They don't need that. They've actually shut buildings down, haven't they?
Yeah.
Which could be turned over to, I mean, if they're going to fix a vaccine by September. The latest I heard yesterday was it was going to be 18 months, and now September. Who are they kidding? Is that long enough to actually test it properly?
Probably
so
not.
Before you ask, Mike, no, I'm not having one.
Probably
I'll
not.
I'll have a test, and hopefully I've already had it. Mike and I are convinced we had it at Christmas. We had the weirdest symptoms. It was a really dry throat. It was a horrific cough. And every time you lay down, you couldn't go to sleep because you were just coughing. Both of us had it. Mike got it first, as usual, and shared it with me. It went on for about 3 weeks before we were fully right. Mm. But that was between Christmas and New Year. So we're just hoping we've got it. So if Pete could find any tests he could send our way, these antibody things, then we'd actually know if we'd have had it or not. That would have been great.
Unfortunately, I'm not a scientist, Kim. I work in a different department.
I've stopped judging them, Jonathan, unless they're cleaning a car in the vicinity of my house, and then I'm annoyed. The one who was doing
the one across the road yesterday.
What an idiot that bloke is. He had an extension built just to put his weights in it. So he's like, what do they call it? Is it a beefcake? All brawn, no brain. One of those.
He looks like the kind of guy.
Yes. He was out yesterday and he was cleaning the car with a pressure washer. So the water was going all over. So I just said to Mike, just shut the window and ignore him. I mean, there's no point having an argument, but we have been told by the police, no washing of cars. And still they're out there washing it. So there isn't a limit in the US. That's logical, Paul. That's totally logical. We're using hand sanitizer in the office between washing our hands. If we find that we're touching anything, or just the fact that your hands don't feel... I think you're getting used to your hands feeling squeaky clean. And if they don't, I'm just using some hand sanitizer. Oh, spot on, B&Q. Are there specific minimums for some shops for them to take a card? They used to be, Paul, wasn't it about £5? But I haven't seen a sign that said that for years. Probably because if you go in a shop these days, what they do, Paul, they link your car park ticket to your purchase. So you can get free parking if you pay over a certain amount. They tend to stamp them together, don't they? So the idea of a £5 shop or a minimum of some description doesn't really apply anymore. Oh, there you go, Jonathan. My boss has already said he's considering not having everyone work from the office. It means he won't have to pay for more office space, parking, etc. Exactly. It's better for the environment. I mean, you may want to consider doing like 3 days in, 2 days out, and then in a rota or something. But I think it could work really well. And people get used to the idea of having a meeting via Teams, don't they? I mean, we've actually... Are we nearly finished? We're almost finished. We've made changes. So I've got two dedicated lights on my desk now for video conferencing. Mike's got one on his. There's one in the studio. He's just checking it's turned off because he's just done a conference with it on. It is quite bright, isn't it, to sit in front of it, but it's not as hot as a normal lamp. We've got LED ring lights, which we'll show you. Where did the cameras go?
Put it next door.
Right. Okay. I was leaving that on the table, but then the table got full. So we'll sort all of that out. So I can see there may be more equipment coming your way, Jonathan, with lights and toys and things. Hello, Anthony. Good evening. Oh, have you all heard about Captain Tom? Captain Tom overnight, when I was watching, went from 14 million to... 15 million, I think. And right now, he's heading for 20. He's on £19,944,888.61. So I'll put the link in if you want to see his Just Giving, but he's doing fabulously well. There has been talk of him not being overlooked in the New Year's honours list. Good. And I thought, New Year, the guy's 99, he's 100 on the 30th of April. Could you possibly get on with it a bit? You know, just in case. The last person who raised a lot of money via Just Giving and died, do you remember Stephen Sutton? He was a young lad, had cancer, and he raised 5 million. And they gave him an MBE, which I thought he deserved a knighthood. And then somebody else got Man of the Year. I think it was Donald Trump. And I remember thinking, really? You know, compared to what this lad had done, he was actually dying. He was having treatment right up until the end. And he just wanted to keep going so he could raise this money. And then somebody who had done very little got Man of the Year. Let's have a look. We looked at the cost of having the post from work diverted to my home. It was still going to be horribly expensive. So my colleagues still going to have to go in to get the post. You don't think about that, do you?
No.
I was thinking most communicate. I mean, you would never get post at work.
Well, do get the odd bit.
Internal or external?
External.
Really?
Yeah.
That you want? Or the spam?
That's circulars and things like that.
Hmm.
I have to go and check the tea pigeonhole every now and again. Yes, we still have pigeonholes.
Oh my God, I've just been transported back to school in 1980. Oh, I didn't think you did. I thought the only thing that would ever turn up for you at work physically would be in the locker. Boffin and Silk. AstraZeneca's so big, they have their own AstraZeneca Amazon lockers. Boffin and Silk. So I know you've had stuff delivered there, haven't you, on the odd occasion?
Yeah.
We have one round the corner called Daisy, but obviously we're not visiting Daisy at the moment. I used to have stuff sent to Daisy if I wasn't sure I was going to be in. Now I'm pretty much confident I'm going to be in.
And then there was the one
that wouldn't fit in it. It was too big. Then there was the one where it said we can't deliver it to the locker. And I thought, well, it's your locker. What's it got to do with me? Turned out the store had shut down for renovations. So that was when I decided I'd try them delivering it here, but leaving it in the porch. And that way I don't have to deal with people. And that's working well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Apart from the idiot that knocked on the door last night and then we had to sanitise the door. It has come to this. Oh, and the baby wipes then went out of stock at Morrison's. I didn't tell them about your moment.
No,
I said,
tell them.
No. I said I would leave it for you to share your momentous moment.
At about 6 o'clock this morning.
Oh, hang on. Would you like a drum roll?
Yeah, I'll have a drum
hang
roll.
Hang on. This one is definitely worthy of a drum roll.
It's about 6 o'clock this morning. I got not one,
ta-da!
But two slots at Asda.
If I don't get
I'm not stockpiled.
No, but if I don't get some gluten-free pasta, there'll be trouble because I've been craving it for 2 weeks now. You didn't put gluten-free pasta in, did you?
I did.
Oh, good. And have we got Dolmio?
We got Dolmio with the last lot.
Let's have a look. Tom's a lovely guy. He's done so many interviews. He must be exhausted. I can't wait for it to go over to 20 million for him, and I'm sure it will. That is just stunning. I hope he does get a knighthood. You know what's getting on my nerves right now, don't you, Mike?
What?
Sir Keir Starmer, leader of the opposition. What's he done to deserve a knighthood?
Has he got a knighthood?
He's in it,
yeah.
He was head of the Crown Prosecution Service, who couldn't prosecute anybody, in my opinion, but that's just my opinion.
Yes, Kim, we've got lettuce.
We have lettuce in the basket.
And I put lettuce in the basket for the order because it's not for a fortnight.
You see, the thing with the lettuce is it might be in the basket. That doesn't mean it's going to be in the delivery,
no,
does it?
No.
We will wait. Yeah, two slots, Jonathan. Whoa. Now, you see, this is what happens when you get up at 5 a.m. I, however, was obviously on my way to bed. I tried, couldn't get one. You know what that means, folks, don't you? Tell me what that means. You should know by now. What day is it? It's Friday. What's happening at 9 o'clock? After hours. What's happening at midnight?
Checking for slots.
Exactly! Right. My watch is already set for 1 minute to midnight. It's like that doomsday clock, isn't it? 1 minute to midnight it is set for. And my logic is I will refresh the basket, check what's in it, and then try for a slot. You lot out there, presuming we're still broadcasting, must then be sitting there, you know, real concentration, positive vibes coming my way to get this slot. Life has become this, because Mike's slot's not for 2.5 weeks. So you're all right as long as you have a craving 10 days, that's not bad. Captain Tom is one of the best stories, it really is. He's actually got, don't know how much of this you're seeing where you guys are. Let me see if I can find some. But when we were doing the clapping for carers, NHS tribute, Captain Tom, they did their own to him, which was lovely. Prince William did. Where is it? 17 million hundredth lap. The Royal sent him a thank you. There it is. It's that one. From Sunderland. I'll put it in. You need to accept the stuff, etc. There you go. Oh, thank you, Jonathan. Fingers crossed already. Kim couldn't get yoghurt. No, I couldn't get yoghurt. I had strawberry yoghurt in, and the other one I had was some kind of peach stuff, like a mixed fruit thing, including peach. And I couldn't get that in either. But I decided, you know what? I can live without that. It's not like a lettuce, is it? I did see that, Jonathan, literally only just before I came on, and somebody had posted it from The Sun and said, I'd never usually agree with The Sun, but I've got to agree with this. And I thought, where were their brains? I don't think I saw the video. I saw still pictures. And they literally weren't socially distancing, were they?
No,
I mean, who are these people and what are they doing there? Where they are is right next to the... It's Westminster, isn't it? Yeah, it's right next to Westminster Bridge. So if that camera panned round to the left, that would be the hospital that Boris was in. So I would have thought some of those carers were out there. Absolutely balmy. Maybe they do, Anthony. There's been a lot of talk about people, you know, with great bravado, thinking, well, I'll catch it now and then I'll be immune. And I'm like, let's tape up the letterbox. I'm looking at the office and I'm thinking it's not unbearably warm right now. But I wanted to get to a point where I could open all the windows. And then I'm looking at them and thinking, do I really want to open all the windows? I mean, we're quite high off the ground, first floor, but even so. And as we've all ascertained, there just seems to be a lot more cars out, not in the evenings, but in the day. Like Jonathan says, I am just hoping that they are people helping people rather than randoms going off for a drive. But you actually never know. These are the people who will be first out when the restrictions get lifted. Absolutely, Paul. Guess who won't be? Me! I'm staying put. I'm just going to sit and watch the second wave happen and hope to God that it's the idiots that are going out and that they're not passing it on to other people. A lot of the people that are in our social group, I said to you, didn't I? They're well into their 70s, got half a dozen in their 90s. Most of them, I would say, were very late 70s, early 80s. And they don't want to go out. You can tell that what's going to happen is there'll be like a social event put on, and I don't think people will want to go. And only the ones with, because exactly the same happened when we cancelled it, didn't it? Mm. The only people we heard of when we said, you know, we're taking your opinion, what do you think we should do with the social events? And the only people we heard from were the ones who were saying, this is nothing worse than a cold and let's get on with it, let's have the socials. And I looked at Mike and I said, well, we're just going to have to say, because we didn't think it was wise. We thought, let's just cancel a lot. So we did. And we were then waiting for the backlash, weren't we? It never came. All the ones who'd never said a word up to that point were, oh, yeah, you've definitely done the right thing. But nobody wanted to be the lead and to actually say, yes, these should be cancelled.
Anyway, changing the subject. Yep. Back to shopping.
Your favourite subject. Mike's expert subject.
On the Asda website, there was a banner.
Go on.
And you read it.
Did I?
Yes. About 2 days.
Yes.
How carefully did you read it?
I thought what it said was, you can't edit the order less than 2 days before the delivery.
Yeah. That's what it did say. I thought it said you can't edit the order
until 2 days before the delivery. You can edit the order up to 2 days before the delivery.
No, it actually says you can't edit the order until 2 days before the delivery.
Oh, I got the wrong end of the stick then.
Yeah.
How weird.
Hence, the
there's
fact
no
I
edit
can't
button.
Edit it now. Because I've just gone there and the button says cancel order. And I ain't,
no!
I ain't clicking that.
No! Oh my God. Domestic
so
vampire's headquarters.
Change in order. If you need to add or remove an item, you can do this via your online account. During this busy time, you'll only be able to amend your order in the 2 days before it's due.
That's why you could do it last time then when we were worried.
Yeah.
But you see, by getting two slots, there's logic in this. If you foul up the first one, leave the second one alone. I'm still going for a Morrison's delivery because I've got stuff in the basket. Yeah, you see, Jonathan's grandparents are saying the same. You do need to be cautious. You just don't know, especially when people can give it to you and they have no symptoms. I would say no one's going to want to pass this on to somebody deliberately. But then I read all these stories about these imbeciles, and clearly some people do. So again, if you have an elderly couple going out, nobody has to even sort of hurt them to get their money off them anymore. They only have to say they'll breathe on them. So I don't see older people going out for a long, long time. I'd reckon up to a year before this is back to normal. And like I said, he's not going to risk government money for another 6 weeks, well, 7 weeks, beyond the date we currently have of the 10th of May. He's not a money machine giving it away. I did sit through, I don't know how I sat through, but I did sit through all of Donald Trump's thing last night. I spent most of it using swear words I haven't used in a long time, thinking, is this man for real? Do you guys know something we don't? Because he was talking as though it was all under control. And then I see stories from New York and I'm thinking, wow. You see, Jonathan's with me. You could edit until 2 days before. Yeah. Now it's the complete opposite. So Anthony's took the same decision with the social centre at work, apart from one. There's always one person, the gung-ho one. We had a gung-ho one who was really narky with us, really, really narky, and was going out to the pub until the evening of the 22nd of March, which was the day before Boris put us in lockdown. And then a close friend of his got it and died. Not been the same bloke since. So Kim says she's staying close to home until they've got a cure. I agree with you. It's the fallout afterwards. I mean, Boris did not look a well man. He didn't look well before they took him in. But when he came out, he'd lost weight and he looked drained. So you really don't know. I got a kidney infection in my early 20s. Laid me out. Totally laid me out. I had the pain in my back to start with. Then it went to a banging headache. Then I actually went blind with it. I woke up. I was sleeping virtually all day. And I woke up and I thought I'd opened my eyes. And then I thought, oh, I haven't opened my eyes because I couldn't see. Everything was totally black. And then I realised I had opened my eyes and started to panic. Luckily, it came back within about 20 minutes, 20, 30 minutes. But that was terrifying. So you never know what damage is caused, either by getting it or by whatever inoculation stuff they do. That has got to be contraindicated in some people. I've worked on cases like that. Particularly, I had two children who were then in their early 20s who had been given a vaccination. It was contraindicated in both of them. The GP didn't take any notice of the contraindications, gave it to them. They were never the same again. And I mean, seriously, never the same again. They were going to need care for the rest of their lives. There's a little bit of a thing at the moment that people, you know, all these anti-vaxxers that you were hearing lots from, not hearing quite so much lately, are we?
No.
And now everybody would take it where I'm like, can we just be careful with who should get this and who shouldn't get this? Some people will have a really bad reaction to it in the same way some people are having a really serious reaction to the point of death, to the actual illness itself. But apparently, no, we're just going to give it everybody and it'll be fine. I didn't think so, but that's just me. Right, my grandpa's visibility over what my grandma now spends each week. Oh, that's fabulous, Jonathan. Oh, there's so many memes going around about that. Food's expensive. What can you say? It does add up. I mean, I put, because I don't do the online stuff, and you haven't done online for a long time. Mm. But when you're putting things in, you can only have three of anything anyway. And before you know it, you're up to 80 items. And then you look at the bill and it's like £140. You're like, but I only put two toilet rolls in and a hand wash.
Welcome to my world.
It is. It's obscene. The amount of stuff.
You stick to your tech shopping.
Yes, I'll stick to my tech shopping.
Yeah, but we've not over... Well, you can't overbuy, can you?
No, no. Items. You literally can't overbuy.
We haven't bought anything that we don't need.
No, because being honest, we eat totally fresh stuff. Yeah. So if you ordered three punnets of... Well, that's another thing. You can get things in packs of four and you're allowed three of them. And then they're out of stock and then you have to buy it in a pack of two. Well, I've only got half to start with then.
Or it pops up. The classic one on the Asda site is it's three for two.
But they've only got two.
Yeah.
That would do my head in.
You know what I mean. You need to buy multiples of two.
I know what you mean, and you can't. Yeah,
and you can't buy four.
No.
So you lose out.
One day we'll laugh about this. One day as they drag us off in the yellow van. Now Paul's taking my point here. He says he's always saying it's under control. Don't blame him. It's somebody else's fault. The thing is, if you didn't know, if you're a little alien and you come down from space and you listen to him, you think, oh, it's all under control then, and. On our BBC website, I'm reading stuff about what's happening in New York. The New York governor's jumping up and down. And I'm thinking, is this from the same country? It really was quite bizarre to watch.
I just realised I'm missing something.
What are you missing? Wine.
Yeah.
Where's your wine?
Downstairs.
Go and get your wine.
No, I'll disturb the dog.
She's already stuffed with treats. Do not fall for the big brown eyes. She has been done. Oh, go back. Can you go back to the top of the chat?
Probably, yeah.
I sent a picture to Kim. It wasn't to say that Kim's attempt was anything like it, but it was a woman who'd had to groom her own dog. Didn't end well, did it, Kim? Oh, poor thing. Exactly, Jonathan, my point. When they've got a vaccine, how quickly can you test for side effects and long-term effects? Well, they can't, and they cannot do the amount of testing that they would normally do.
Oh, dear.
Yes, it didn't end well, did it? Poor dog. Poor dog.
That's what's going to happen with my hair.
It might do. It might do. You'll be fine.
I'll just get those garden trimmers that the WhatsApp.
You want your hair done with the garden shears?
A farmer did. He put it on Facebook.
Well, we're not doing that with you.
Hedge trimmers.
Oh, I'm glad it's not just me, Jonathan. Jonathan says, I've never left watching a Trump conference and understood precisely what the message was. Yeah, it was confusing, but the BBC the night before wouldn't take it live. They were dipping in and out and looking very nervous, whereas last night they did take it live and he was rabbiting on as though it was all over. And I'm thinking, you're sending people back to work and undoubtedly some will die. But he didn't seem in the slightest bit bothered about that. Not in the slightest bit bothered.
I'm just laughing at that comment from Anthony.
Which one?
We wanted to buy one pack of four toilet rolls. Had to buy one pack of 12 and they got three of four.
The right doesn't know what the left's doing at Asda, I would say. Asda do... Morrison's do have their own toilet rolls and they do them in packs of four. Now, when I was a kid, all toilet rolls were... They were either in a pack of two or a pack of four.
Yeah.
Now you can get them in a pack of 36. You need a Pantechnicon to get them home. It's ridiculous. It was similar with the toilet rolls. You could have. I got one pack of Morrison's. Now, there was only two in it, wasn't there? Just two individual toilet rolls. So if you had three of those, you'd have six toilet rolls. But next to it, they had the Andrex 18 packs. So I thought, well, just in case, I'll put three of those in as well.
I think I put a pack of 24 in today.
Well, oh, and the other thing was,
I was avoiding buying the coconut scented ones.
I was a bit dubious about the coconut ones myself. I did wonder about that. But I think we did get one packet of coconut ones.
Did we?
No, I've decided that we, you know, with these toilet rolls that I inadvertently managed to get three of. Look, I put three in because I thought if I put one in,
well, we're decorating,
they'll
the
take it
tree.
Off. Exactly. I'm going to decorate the trees. It'll be fine. So what I thought I'd do is put a shelf up in the toilet. So we measured it. So basically we have a narrow toilet. What, how wide was it? 37 inches, I think, something like that. So I said, it'll be dead easy. I'll know exactly what I need. I just need this piece of wood. So I'll have a look at Amazon and see how much for a shelf. Well, the first thing was, you can't buy one. You've got to buy two. I thought, you know, people might just want one shelf. Most of them were too big, but I did find one that would have worked. £50 for two pieces of wood. So I said to Mike, that shelf's going to have to wait. Hello, Tracy. Oh, busy cooking. What have you been cooking? Let us know.
I cooked today. Didn't I?
You did. It was very nice. Yeah. Very, very nice.
I cooked lunch.
So it's up to the governors. So the governors are really going to have a lot of pressure on them as well, then, aren't they? I just thought it was spreading from the East Coast to the West Coast. We've got some friends on the West Coast and they're wandering around in N95 masks. And I didn't think it was that rife on the West Coast yet. But there's a market for you to buy two shelves and sell them individually. Yeah, but nobody wants to buy a shelf right now, Jonathan. I just thought it was ridiculous. Plus the fact, the price. All I need is a piece of wood, preferably white. Toilet's white, would make sense. And two brackets. That's all I need. I've got a drill.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow, what?
Sticky toffee pear pudding.
Sticky toffee pear. But we're going to need photos of that, Tracy, to drool over. That sounds fabulous. Oh, I made apple for my dad once. But I was only about six. Mum did most of the work. I just got to take it in and show it to him. And then he ate it. Sounds gorgeous. You'd love to buy a mask to give more confidence when you go on your walk, but you're not depriving a medic of one. He'll be able to sleep at night. You can make them, Jonathan. There's what were they called? There were parts that they had available. Be the N95 motor parts, like the filters, basically. You could buy the filters individually. So you're not actually taking anything off a medic, although some of them look absolutely terrifying. I mean, there's one there on Amazon. They're dispatched in 3 to 4 days. It's £35. And it will be with you in the middle of May. I'm just going to put this in because can you imagine wearing this on your walk and people's reaction to
it? I'm going out in a stormtrooper outfit.
Well, Superman went out, didn't he, on his penny farthing? Just go click that link and look at it. People would run an absolute mile. That does look terrifying. And even the medics aren't wearing those, are they? They're more as you would see on a painter and decorator. So there is a possibility, Jonathan, that you could get some kind of mask that you wouldn't be depriving a medic of because they wouldn't be wearing that anyway. But that is just terrifying.
Did you tell them about that guy who turned up to the meeting last night? Oh, they saw it, didn't they?
Which guy?
Mike Connolly.
No, they didn't see him.
Oh.
No, I don't think they did.
Oh.
It was comical with Mike's meeting last night because I was tunnelled in. I couldn't hear anything. I could only hear Mike. But I could see because I was tunnelled in case there was a crisis. So I could see all of the faces and I'm looking at this guy and I could just about make out it was a bloke. And I couldn't see the names underneath because they were fading in and out, weren't they? So if Mike hadn't moved his mouse, the names faded out. And I'm squinting and I'm zooming in and I'm turning my head from side to side. And I'm thinking, I can't make out who that is. So when Mike had finished, I said, there was one guy, and I tried to explain it. It was just blurry to the point it looked like he'd put Vaseline on his camera. Turned out to be one of the people I know really well. Didn't look anything like him. Was terrifying. So a guy in Australia spent £5,000 on toilet rolls to sell them online and then couldn't sell them.
I read that.
Serves him right. I mean, honestly. That's like the mask Kim wears. Yay. Body do painting. We haven't got one like that. We've got a few that are the next level down. They don't have the kind of thing stuck on the side, but certainly something to keep in. So Michigan had a mass rally and marched on the governor to protest the lockdown. Is there something wrong with these people? Why is it so difficult to stay in your house? I mean, we've got people who are, would you say they're stir crazy yet?
Probably.
I guess they could be getting that way, but I still can't understand why. I'm still at the point that I'm having a ball here. You've all tempted me to listen to Harry Potter, so I'm up to chapter 11 of the first book. Loving that. Ooh.
That's Tracy's sticky toffee pear. Pudding.
Sticky toffee pear. Oh, wow. Mike is now drooling. If he could possibly get there, he would, Tracy. Wow. They look gorgeous. It looks like that. Is it not parking? What's that other thing we were talking about last night with the baking soda? Like crunchy.
Yeah. Cinder toffee.
Cinder toffee, that's the one. It looks like that around the pears. That looks gorgeous. Oh, no, my teeth wouldn't take it. I mustn't do that. I must not do that. That's gorgeous. So you used apple for part of it. I love apples too. Apples, pears, I like all of those. What?
Me too, Johnny. Johnny says, I'm going to send you my address. Can you post some to me?
Right. Given a visor we have using the garden strimmer to the neighbour's wife who works in a care home. The care homes were shocking yesterday. I know he did a thing where he's giving them a badge, which I know might seem a bit silly, but I think it's nice that they're included. Obviously, they need more than a badge, but the badge I thought was a nice touch. At least they could be identified as a carer. They should be given out like disabled parking permits. Mm. So quite carefully, so the people who have them really are carers. But the fact that they've got no PPE, and there was one locally last night on the BBC local news where I think it was three or four ladies, and they had families of their own, so they were aged between sort of 30 to 60. They are moving into the care home they work at for 3 months, so they're not risking carrying the virus to and from home. I mean, that is a big ask, isn't it? They're only employees, they don't own the place, and they're going to move in for 3 months minimum. That's just amazing. Oh, Kim's taking a course on the Constitution. I did constitutional law in the UK, Kim, which is a bit of a farce because we don't really have one. And I remember thinking it was compulsory, this course. There was constitutional law and administrative law, and I didn't really fancy either of them. But I did the constitutional, and in the constitutional we had a tiny bit of administrative. And then I quite got into the administrative side of it, and I took that, which was an option. But the constitutional one was all very weird because our system's so fragmented, there's no rules, basically. It's all, this is what the rule has always been, but that doesn't mean that a judge couldn't change that rule tomorrow, which does seem very weird. But I did that in the end. In the end, a bridal store is suing because they've been closed and discriminated against. A wedding's compulsory these days. Oh, for crying out loud. Do you have some kind of system to support small businesses, Paul? Our Chancellor of the Exchequer, which is the money man, has put in place like small business support. They have to apply for it. I think it's a loan. There are grants available. But no, we've not heard anything like that yet. There was a lawyer over here saying that people could sue for one thing or another. And he pretty much just got shouted down as though, do you know what? This isn't the time. So that didn't get taken any further. That's exactly it, Jonathan. Conventions this and that, but they don't really have to follow it. That sums it up. It's always been done this way, and we'll carry on doing it that way unless it doesn't suit us, in which case we'll change it. And they can do. We were a start-up country. Hey, at least you've got rules to look back to. Although, you know, there's still that aspect of people challenging the Constitution, isn't there? Why can't people just live together happily and be done? The world's exhausting at times. It really is. Now, what we got tonight? Hopefully, we've got what we had planned. But if I don't get round to it and finish all those slides, shall we have a race again, Kim? I'll do 120 slides in the next hour, and you tell me what you can get done. And then we can swap. Federal government has something that's a mess, and not many have been able to receive monies. Oh, another Trump, not my fault. No, no. I did hear, I don't know how true it was, that, you know, with him having businesses, I know he's supposed to have handed them over and whatever, that they could actually apply for these benefits, which seemed all a bit odd to me. But then I thought, well, that I guess that's how it works. I wonder if it's more of a mess because there's the federal side and the state side. I mean, we don't have that here. The only thing they're saying locally, the local advice is all about staying safe, whereas it's the government, the countryside, that is providing these schemes. So at least they're global. You're going to try trimming Kiva's last leg. Kim, think of it as a success if Kiva has four legs when you're done. Lower the standard. Just keep the four legs. Right, I'm going to have a look at that. I'm going to have a look at that. This is the link for next Wednesday. Oh, yes. Yes, that'd do grand. I could definitely do that. Hey, yeah, you see, that's not bad, is it, actually, Mike? I could do the gardening that. Mm. A sandblasting hood. Who knew there were such things? I do have one of those things that's lower down the page. Safety goggle thing. Might made me get those. But you see, that's not something that they would wear in a hospital, is it? So you could definitely do that without taking one off a nurse. Unless they're on their uppers and that's all they've actually got. That's not actually bad. Because it's going to come to that. We're going to need to do something with it. They're now charging £12 for a piece of protective visor on elastic. I mean, it hasn't even got a headband on it to hold it close to your forehead. And they want £12 for that. I'm loving the welding helmet underneath it as well. My granddad used to be a welder. And he used to wear one of those. Oh, yes. That one's only £12. Shame about the delivery. So I'll wear one, Jonathan, and you wear the other. We'll walk down the street together. What do you reckon? Oh, dear. At least get close enough to your car wash your neighbour to tuck disapprovingly. Yeah, I shall stare out the window at him. Oh, they are idiots. The two of them are absolute idiots. I mean, my dad was manic for cleaning his car. He used to drive mum mad. But I think of those two, you know, they've both got kids and a life. Yeah. Do you know what? I just want to scream. I'm going to get a T-shirt made with this. This is what, you know, like Elaine says. Mm. Elaine, Mac Bites, and so does Elaine. Yeah. Go read a book. That's what I'm going to have. Mac Bites, go read a book. What are you hovering with that for, meaningfully?
Not holding it.
I thought you had another photo to show me.
No.
You should show up to Morrison's and ask them where's the letters. Do you know, if I showed up to Morrison's in that, they'd probably give me a lettuce. They probably would. Maybe I just don't think it's safe. I'm quite happy in my house. Just leave me here. You wouldn't buy a, yeah, the Kalashnikov. Maybe I get a lot of lettuce. It's come to that. It's come to that. Yeah, I could wear that and you could wear your stormtrooper outfit. Although Mike made a point today. I'm sure you've seen the pictures of that, haven't they? Oh, it would have been before we started after hours. Maybe they've not. Mm. We went to a fancy dress party and this was, I think it was badly organised. Instead of you just picking what you wanted to go as, all the table had to agree a theme. So we kind of went along with the theme, which was Star Wars. Not that either of us knew much about Star Wars, but we went along with the theme and all of the women wanted to be Princess Leia, apart from Rachel, who wanted to be a character I had never heard of called Rey. And she looked fabulous in her outfit. But all of the other women, without exception... Oh, Kath. No, Kath was some kind of queen, wasn't she? Queen in a red frock. No idea which one. I'd never seen Star Wars. So I thought, I don't want to turn up, you know, wearing the same thing as everybody else. And the only characters that I knew were like C-3PO. Well, that was never going to work. Built for comfort, not speed. R2-D2. I'm a smidgen tall for that. And the other two, Stormtrooper and Darth Vader. So Mike decided he wanted to go as a stormtrooper. So I decided I'd go as Darth Vader. But the outfits that you got were pretty... I thought the stormtrooper one was great, but I thought the Darth Vader one, that the head wasn't right. It was too plasticky. So I decided I was going to make myself a hood, the helmet. And I'm looking at these pictures, never having seen the movie. I'm looking at these pictures thinking, quite intricate that. But I did it. I did it. It was rather large. But I did the entire head thing. And I started watching tiny clips of Darth Vader. And he seems to have this breathing thing going on. Like that. So I recorded it. I got like a rotating clip of him. It was something like 4 hours long of his breathing. And I thought, I know what I'll do with that. So I made this hood. It was this helmet. It was amazing. If I say so myself, it was amazing. I had also made the cape. So I had a cape. I had a chain across the front. I had the thing that's on his chest that was lighting up. That was all there. I had long gloves. In fact, it's pretty much like going shopping now, isn't it? Now I think about it. Anyway, the head itself, the helmet, I thought it needs a finishing touch on this. And I put a Bluetooth speaker in it and hooked it up to my phone. So when we all got dressed and we walked in the place, there's me with me. I also had a lightsaber. So I had a lightsaber, I had my phone in one hand, I had the breathing playing. So we walked in and it was... It was fabulous. Loved it. Absolutely loved it. So took the head off when we were about to sit down. My only miscalculation was how hot it was in that head. Should have had air holes, but never mind. That only makes it more useful right now. So we were at our table. Everyone had billed and cooed over it. And I took the head off and I put the head in my place on my plate. And then he said, you know, banging the gavel on the table, you know, order, grace before meals, which he then got started with. And the head went, well, you could hear it, couldn't you, Mike? It filled the entire room as everybody went quiet. And I went, excuse me, I had to turn the breathing down. Oh, what a night that was. I'll have to dig the photos out if you've never seen them. I went up the side path at Nina's, my bestie Nina's, and Mike went round the front, and they live in a bungalow. So I could be seen through the kitchen window, and Mike and his stormtrooper could be seen in the front garden. Mike, the other Mike, Nina's husband, shouts to Nina, there's a stormtrooper in the front garden, and she went, I can beat that, Darth Vader's in the back. A guy who walked past walking his dog was never seen again, was he?
No.
And at this stage, all the others had arrived, hadn't they? Was Kaz there? She was, wasn't she?
Yeah.
So Carolyn was there.
No, Carolyn wasn't there.
Oh, no, it was Maura, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So Kath had arrived, Joe had arrived. You should have seen us. It was a fabulous, fabulous night. But yes, I wasn't going in. I needed something techie with my head. So I built this Bluetooth speaker in. What a night. We actually won best one as well. We won best table. They were fantastic, though. Who did we have? I think we had three Princess Leias. This Red Queen, if anybody knows what that is, a queen. I think she was Darth Vader's mother, but don't quote me because I don't know anything about this. What was Joe's character?
Can't remember.
He had a proper outfit, and so did Nina's husband. He was the Alec Guinness character, wasn't he? Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah.
And we had a little stormtrooper, so we had the virtually the full cast. Virtually.
I've just had a notification.
Yes.
A reminder.
Of what?
Eat snack.
You don't normally need to be reminded of that. Oh, fantastic. Captain Tom's just gone over 20 million, Mike.
Yeah, I've just seen that.
Isn't he stunning? That's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Well, we better love you and leave you because we'll be back in an hour. And Mike's just had a notification to say he's got to eat something. Do you have a preference, Mike?
I don't know.
Well, we've got no lettuce, so don't get excited.
We have.
Oh, we've got a piece of lettuce. Excellent. Well, we'll contemplate. We've only got an hour and I've got slides to do. Yeah. So you'll have to do that, I'm afraid.
I'll have to feed you.
You'll have to feed me. Hand feed me while I'm sorting this out. But that's what we'll do. Catch you in a bit. Exactly. We will catch you in a bit. So, unlike last night where I had to do the whole thing myself, It's good night from me.
It's good night from me.
And we'll both see you next time. I will stay safe, albeit only an hour. See you at 9, guys.